escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Excited. Do you know why I'm excited? Give it a second. Let it marinate. Think about it. Okay, why would Sal be excited today? Is it because he thinks the Mets are going to go nuts this weekend in Milwaukee? No. Is it because of Old Timers Day out at the stadium and the Yankees and Astros renew their rivalry and the Yanks need to get some wins? No. I mean, those are good things, but I'm not looking forward to that just yet. What I am excited about is it is Friday. If you walk outside, certainly in the city, it has a little bit of a fall feel to it. It's our first football Friday of the season, and it's an important one. Not necessarily, obviously, not in the results, but think about it. Tomorrow, we here as New York sports fans get to watch both of our football teams that has in games that will have some meaning beyond just what we see on the surface level. Obviously, the preseason results don't mean much. And obviously, preseason football, even within the year leading up to this year, doesn't mean that much. Although I will say that now you're starting to see teams maybe ramp it up a little bit, with the Jets in particular saying, you know, Aaron Glenn, I'm playing our starters. How long? We'll find out. But we are going to get a look with both these teams into the future, not just the immediate future this year. Sure, you'll see some of that, but the future. What is an Aaron Glenn-led team going to look like? What is Justin Fields as the Jets quarterback going to look like? I don't care if it's one series, one drive, two drive, whatever it may be. You're going to get a little glimpse into the Jets' future, not just with Justin Fields, but certainly with Aaron Glenn and his coaching staff. It's always exciting when you see your coach, a new coach for the first time, unveil his team, and we get to see how it is, how disciplined they're going to be, how aggressive they are, whatever it may be that you're looking for. But we're going to get to see that from Aaron Glenn and his Jets tomorrow night in Green Bay. And with the Giants, while I'm certainly excited to see Abdul Carter, the player that I thought was the best player in the draft, if I had the number one pick and I'm the Giants, and obviously, you know, you didn't love the quarterback situation, Abdul Carter to me is the best player in that draft. Giants got him at number three. And now all the talk you're hearing about is this Giants defense and how big and bad that could be. So you want to get a look at that, but also a look into the future. This is going to be our first look at Jackson Dart. I mean, I don't count training camp. I know some people do and look at the numbers and all that stuff, whether it be Dart or Justin Fields. This is going to be our first look in game action of the Giants' future quarterback with Jackson Dart. What's he got? How does he look? Now, do you make a decision based off of one preseason game? No, but I'll be damned. I'm excited about it. I'm excited to see what Brian Daboll and Jackson Dart have in store in preseason week one. Tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, Giants in Buffalo. It's football season. Yes, we have the baseball teams. Yes, they're struggling. They still should both be playoff teams. We'll do plenty on that. But this is, the first real, okay, I'm into it. And honestly, a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, if you would have asked me, am I going to be in the preseason? No, probably not. Matter of fact, I think I did say that. Even on Tuesday with Hop, I was like, I'm not going to watch these games. It's Saturday afternoon. I want to be by the pool. But as we get closer to it and getting a little taste of some football last night, I can't get into the Hall of Fame game last week, but last night you started to get the feel of it a little bit. And then you see there's a couple of games tonight, a few games tonight, whatever it may be. And then tomorrow, knowing both of our teams are going to be in action, I don't think it's too early to start to get excited about. Now, look, we've been down this road before. What I was going to say is start to get excited about what should be a better football season. Who the hell knows with these two teams? Who knows? Hard to predict that. But at least there are storylines that we're looking forward to seeing right out of the gate. Preseason actually should mean more than it used to because there are fewer games, obviously one fewer game, just the three games. And because other teams, the majority of teams, still don't treat preseason the way that I think need to be treated. Like you got to hit the ground running. We've talked about this for years. It feels like the preseason is just an extension of training camp. And then the first 3-4 weeks of the regular season in the NFL are what the preseason used to be, teams trying to find their way. Well, according to what Aaron Glenn is saying here, I don't think he's messing around. I don't think Aaron Glenn just looking at this. Now, it doesn't mean he's going to go pedal to the metal and Justin Fields is going to play four quarters. I don't expect that. I don't expect to see all the starters for the Jets playing the entire game or the entire half even. But this is not messing around time here. Hey, we got a game. And to get you ready, get you in game shape, both physically and mentally, we're going to play hard here. This is a football game, and we're going to treat it as such. And if teams do that, Jets, Giants, whoever, you're going to have an advantage over the teams that don't do that. Teams for the last several years have been all about protecting the players and health and all that stuff. There's an element of that that obviously you have to understand. The priority is keeping guys fresh, keeping guys healthy. You can't live with somebody getting hurt in the preseason. But you also can benefit tremendously from playing hard in the preseason to get you set. So when week one starts in the regular season, it's not just another evaluation game or an experimental game that happens to count. You're hitting the ground running. You know where you're at week one in the regular season. And these are the steps that are getting us there. And you know, it's to me, it was refreshing to see Aaron Glenn in such a terse way as well, saying, yeah, I'm playing the starters because I want to. I'm playing the starters. That's important. Now, what you have to be cautious of, obviously, or be ready to deal with is you play the starters, there's always going to be, knock on wood, that risk of injury. You saw a little bit last night, Anthony Richardson with the Colts getting banged up. You've seen it before preseason years past, guys getting hurt and unfortunately torpedoes or can torpedo a team season. But hey, that's the NFL. What's the difference if it happens in week two of the preseason or week one of the NFL? So I've gone back and forth on this in recent years. And I think with certain people like Aaron Rodgers, when he was here with the Jets, didn't need to play every preseason game, obviously, being the veteran that he is. Although look at the way that it played, you know, panned out here. But if you're Aaron Glenn and you want to see what this team's made of and you know what you're working with right out of the gate, let's see it. Unleash him. And as for the Giants, a little bit of a different story. You know, Russell Wilson's not a guy you need to see play in the preseason. We know what Russell Wilson is. And I wouldn't be so sure if I'm the Giants, I'm not unleashing all my best defensive weapons, certainly not in week one of the preseason. That's why with the Giants, the intrigue comes not as far as what they're going to see of the season. And also, we know what's going on with Shane and Dave. Like, we've seen these guys for years. So it's not a new regime that we need to see how they're going to establish themselves in any kind of game situation. But it is about the future and Jackson Dart. I remember watching preseason games with Daniel Jones many years ago thinking, all right, let's see what we got here with this guy. How does he look in game action? It's different playing against your own team in training camp. So we're going to see what Jackson Dart has to offer tomorrow. There's a lot to watch for in week one with both the Jets and the Giants as we get set for what should be a much more positive season. Now, I know that it's hard to be really positive, not only based on the history with these teams, but also based on where they're at. The Giants are not necessarily built to have great success this year. Does it mean that they can't win some games and maybe be a fringe playoff team? I don't know. We're going to find out. We've seen other teams. Nobody thought that was going to happen in 2022 with the Giants, and yet they did it. With the Jets, I feel like there's more of a feel where at least the floor with the Jets, you feel like should be more solid with Justin Fields and running the football and Aaron Glenn and his mentality and their defense. Maybe they could be a more competitive team, 8-9 wins, and sneak themselves into the postseason, although the AFC is loaded. You know, we got two things going against each of these teams. With the Jets, you look at the at least I look at the AFC as being more challenging. You know, think of National League, American League. To me, the AFC is more like the National League, more challenging to get in. And, you know, the NFC may be a little more wide open, but you look at the Giants' schedule, and it is brutal. And as much as I like to minimize, and we talked about this with Francesa yesterday, in case you missed it, check out the free Odyssey app. Much as I like to look at it and be like, yeah, you can't look at the schedule now. It's not, like, the schedule now is going to look far different once we're actually in season. But hard to make an argument that the Giants are going to win many games when you look at, you know, the first 9 weeks of their season. I think they could win the first couple of games. At Washington, I think that's a very winnable game. At Dallas, very winnable game. I mean, there is a chance, dare I say it. Now, again, we need to see a lot more, obviously. Maybe I'm letting the excitement get the best of me. But there is a chance the Giants could be the second-best team in the division. There's a chance. If their defense is as good as everybody says it is, I think Washington's going to have a down year. We've seen this before. Look at the Texans last year, where everybody was expecting, oh, C.J. Stroud, Texans, D'Amico, they're going to be great. Now, they were in the postseason. They won a bad division. But it was a clear setback or a, you know, step back in year two with the Houston Texans after that great rookie season from Stroud. And the anticipation and expectation is, well, Jaden Daniels and the Commanders are only going to get better. Well, I'm not so sure about that. They've got some issues. Not only the McLaurin stuff, but they've got some issues here. And you need to see Daniels go out there and prove it for a second year. We've seen guys have one big year. I'm not saying I don't like Daniels. I do. But what I'm saying is I think there is a path here. I don't think Dallas is as good as everybody makes it seem. And it also seems like the off-the-field stuff, or even obviously impacting on the field stuff with Parsons, but Jerry Jones just looks lost. Do you believe in their coach? I don't. Schottenheimer, really? That's their head coach? He's going to lead them better than McCarthy did? So I could think you can make an argument against the Cowboys. And if the Giants' defense is as good as everybody says it is, then maybe they can end up being the second-best team in the division. I can't see a scenario where they're better than Philadelphia, not even close. Totally different levels. But what have we learned about the NFL? I mean, you know obviously how important quarterback play is, sure, and the Giants forget about having great quarterback play or great offense. It'd be nice to just score some points. But the one thing that can negate a difficult schedule, the one thing that can negate a tremendous offense, meaning from the opposition, is an excellent pass rush. If you can get to the quarterback, anything is possible. And this Giants team should be able to get to the quarterback better or as well as anybody else in football. Now, Chiefs, Chargers, Eagles, Broncos, you know, Eagles twice, Niners, tough schedule. I get it. But maybe that schedule looks a little bit easier if all of a sudden you see Abdul Carter, Dexter Lawrence, Brian Burns, Kayvon Thibodeau going to work, putting those quarterbacks on their rear end, wreaking havoc in the backfield. Will the offense match? That's the question marks I have, whether it's the offensive line, the ability to run the football. I know Neighbors is a stud if he could stay healthy, and you expect Russell Wilson will make some plays. But will the offense do enough consistently to take advantage of what should be a tremendous defense? We're going to get a look, at least a little insight, an early peek into the Giants. But then, even more importantly, what about Jackson Dart? How does he look in NFL competition? How we're going to get a glimpse into the future tomorrow. You know, with the Jets, I want to see. We've heard about it. We've heard the talk from Aaron Glenn. The talk about the discipline. The talk about no penalties, cleaning things up. Hard-nosed Bill Parcells-like running this team. Well, let's see it. Because you can see those things in preseason. I remember doing this, you know, on the heels of having Mike on yesterday. The first time I really paid attention to preseason was when the Falcons drafted Matt Ryan. He was the rookie quarterback. And back then, rookies didn't have great success early on. But I was intrigued. I wanted to see what the rookie quarterback could be. And he was going to be the starting quarterback, obviously, that year. And watching that preseason, I learned that, wow, this team's actually going to be good. Now, if you remember, and you probably don't, why would you? But that year, Atlanta played Detroit week one, and it was a popular pick in knockout pools. Everybody was taking the lines. Ah, Atlanta's going to stink. They're ravaged. Mike Vick, Bobby Petrino, they got a rookie quarterback. Matt Ryan, who is this guy? Is he any good? Mike Smith, a head coach nobody ever heard of. But if you watch them in the preseason, you could see, I remember thinking, wow, this guy's actually good, and they've got some great receivers here. This team could be pretty good. And guess what? They were. So from then on, I learned that you can take certain things away from the preseason. Now, the preseason has changed over the years, like we mentioned. One last game doesn't mean as much as it used to, you know, even going back 10, 15 years ago with Ryan. It was, what, 2008, 2009? So you're going back, you know, almost 20 years now, which is hard to believe, but still. So you're going back a long ways. But you're starting to see a little bit of it turn around now where teams are realizing, hey, we know that injuries are a big risk here. You can't have these guys in bubble wrap. You got to go out there and play. And the only way you're going to get better, the only way you're going to gel as a team, the only way you're going to be ready to go week one is if you do play in the preseason. And that is what you're getting from Aaron Glenn. And that's something that we're going to evaluate. How hard is this team going to play? What are they going to look like? How frustrated is it going to be when they don't? What adjustments are they going to make? There are things we are going to learn about both the Jets and Giants tomorrow. Football season is here. Football Friday. BT and Sal on the Fan. BT on vacation. He'll be back next week. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. On the subject of football, we will have Nick Costos. Obviously, you're familiar with Nick. If you listen to the station, he does the weekly spot with BT and I. He's been on the Fan as a part of the Fan for years. He does his football morning, his Sunday morning football show. Nobody, and I mean nobody, is at this particular point more prepped for the NFL season than one Nick Costos. So we are going to learn together. We are going to get educated together from all the insight and intel that Nick Costos has. He's going to be in studio for at least an hour with us coming up at 12 o'clock. We're going to do all football. We'll get some fantasy advice going on the season, over-under bets, all those different things, which teams we're looking for to be sleepers. Doesn't have to be just about the gambling, obviously about as it pertains to the Jets and Giants as well. How the league is going to look. So we'll get all that insight from Costos later on. Let's hear from you guys. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. Jimmy in Warren County starting us off. What's up, Jimmy?
What's going on, Sal? How you been?
Good, Jimmy. How are you, my friend?
I'm all right. I see you talking some Giants. I wanted to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have the offensive line problems over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Andrew Thomas hurt. You have the Neal experiment. We can't get him and Illuminor together. Rotating guards, a lot of problems. I feel like our center, John Michael Schmitz, he flies under the radar. That guy gets thrown around, Sal. And yeah. I'm reading that he's not having a good camp.
Well, think about it. I was watching something this morning. I saw Recco tweet it, and I watched it. There was I think it was Chris Long, who was giving, you know, former defensive lineman Chris Long, giving his thought on the Giants. And he went over the offensive line because talking about, first of all, he was talking about the defense and Dexter Lawrence, and then saying that those guys, specifically John Michael Schmidt, he needs to, you know, prepare every day to go face Dexter Lawrence. So maybe he's getting thrown around, but who isn't getting thrown around by Dexter Lawrence? So to me, that would only
make
him
better. Thank God he's on our
team. Yeah, well
thank
right.
Thank God he's on our team, right?
Yeah.
Because he does get thrown around. He flies off my TV screen for 3 years now, and I feel like his blunders go under the radar because guys coming off the edge with the tackle problems. You know what I mean, Sal?
Look, if Thomas is hurt, Jimmy, and yes, I know what you mean, and thank you for the call. And Mike alluded to this yesterday. He didn't say specifically, but Mike alluded to hearing that there were some problems with the offensive line as far as health goes. Now, if that means Andrew Thomas and he is compromised in any way, shape, or form, like we've seen, that's a difference maker for this offensive line. There are ways to overcome it. We have not seen them and Brian Daboll be able to do that. But and Andrew Thomas is supposed to be one of the best left tackles in the sport. So when you lose him, you're up against it. But their offensive line should be improved. Again, I don't know about the details with the health. I'm assuming everybody's going to be healthy going into week one. The offensive line should be improved. Remember, BT and I had Illuminor on a year ago, and I thought the offensive line was okay, especially considering all the shuffling that they had to do. Neal's been a total bust. We know that. We'll see what the Giants' offensive line will look like, but that is going to be a big part of it. We could focus on the defense all we want. We could focus on Russell Wilson and Malik Nabers. If the Giants' offensive line cannot either help run the football or protect Russell Wilson. You know, Russell Wilson is not, this is not prime Russell Wilson where you want to see him run all over the field. You want him throwing the football down the field, enough time to throw those deep balls, which he excels at, the accurate deep ball. That's what you want to see from him. So if the offensive line is banged up already or compromised, I mean, it's going to be a problem. But we know their defense should be able to make up for it. Maybe they win low-scoring games. I don't know, but I'm excited. I'm excited for both the Giants and Jets. Football is in the air. Preseason week one. A glimpse into the future for both teams. The immediate future and maybe the distant future as far as it pertains to Jackson Dart. 888-808-1019. We're talking football on this Friday on The Fan. BT and Sal.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every hue from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
BT and Sal back on The Fan. BT on vacation. He'll be back next week. Let's take a window seat to Giants training camp, sponsored by Windorama's First Down Deals, 30% off your installation project. And look, I can't get nuts about training camp numbers, but I see them, and you can see what's going on. Bobby Skinner, who hosts the Giants podcast, Giants Nation podcast. I better make sure I get that right, because I know he had two different ones, but he's the guy that I follow with all the Giants stuff. Yeah, Giants Nation pod, Bobby Skinner. He is tremendous with his information. Actually, he's a nut job about it. I mean, if you're over the top nutty about the New York Football Giants, Bobby Skinner is your guy, and the Giants Nation pod is your thing. He's got excellent information, breaks it down to levels that, like, put me to sleep, as a matter of fact. But if you're into that sort of thing, it's obviously great information. You can see the rapport that, now, who wouldn't have a great rapport with Malik Nabers, but you could see the difference in rapport with Russell Wilson and the current group of receivers than what Daniel Jones had with the group of receivers a year ago. So there are certain things you look at, or at least I would look at, right? You could have all the information, and once you gather the information from training camp and watch what you want to watch or read about the practices or hear the people that are there, or if you go there yourself and watch it, we were not there. Obviously, the morning show went, the afternoon show went. BT and I did not get a chance to go, though we did 2 years ago, and it was pretty cool getting to talk to some guys. But not that we need that to happen. I'm just saying that I was not there. I didn't make it a point to go to Giants camp. But reading from the people who did and talking to people who have, you know, there are certain things you would take away from it. And for me, I look at not the interceptions, not the completion percentage. It's practice, so I can't get caught up in that. But I do think the target number, or how many throws, like the numbers from Russell Wilson to Malik Nabers are kind of similar as far as the amount of catches versus what it was with Daniel Jones a year ago. The big difference, the amount of touchdowns. Way more touchdowns with Malik Nabers this year with Russell Wilson than it was a year ago with Daniel Jones. Now, does that mean anything? Maybe not, but that's at least something that to me, that when I saw Bobby Skinner go over that, all those different numbers, I was thinking to myself, okay, well, this is something that you could take away from it here where, yeah, Nabers is a great receiver, and really, regardless of the quarterback, he's going to put up his numbers. But the idea that you would have that many more touchdowns with the same receiver and obviously a different quarterback, I think that that could be telling right there. Now, I'm not going to get caught up in the Jackson Dart rookie numbers or how many interceptions he has and all that stuff, but you could certainly see, like, tomorrow we're going to learn some things about Jackson Dart in-game. Is the game too fast for him? How does it look? Does it look like it slowed down right out of the gate? Now, that would be obviously a great sign. You don't need to see that week one preseason. You expect it to be a little fast, but what are signs you're going to see? Those things you can't learn about in training camp, which is why I wouldn't go nuts about training camp, but there are certain things that you could take from that. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Either way, I'm just excited that it's football season. Like, don't get me wrong. I love baseball. Baseball probably my favorite sport, but you could feel the excitement. We talked about it with Mike yesterday. He's excited. I'm excited. I know BT and I were starting to get excited about it last week when we were together here. Maybe you still want to enjoy your summer, sit by the pool, not go nuts the way that you would 1 o'clock on a Sunday in September. But tomorrow, whether you DVR the game, whether you watch it live, there are going to be things for both the Jets and the Giants that we should be looking forward to as New York football fans. Dante is in Bloomfield. What's up, Dante?
What's going on, man? How you feeling this football season this morning? How you feeling?
Good, Dante. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing well. I just had a quick question. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a Giants fan. I'm 31 years old. I'm still learning about the game a bit, but what do you say could beat the Giants' record? Let's say if their key players stay healthy, like Nabers, Thomas, you know, if he ever steps on the field. I mean, I'm sure he will, but him, Lawrence, and maybe like another piece defensive player that's on the field as well. But what's your prediction of the Giants' record if like those key players can like stay healthy?
It's a great
question. Do you say like maybe? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say it's a great question because I've gone back and forth about this, and obviously, you know, if you asked me 2-3 weeks ago as opposed to now, it might be a little different because, you know, I'm learning more information. We're gathering more information as these weeks of training camp go on. We'll see what's going to happen. We'll see what's going to happen, obviously, tomorrow, and we can evaluate that then. So, to me, I'm more hopeful of the Giants now than I was certainly 2-3 weeks ago. And I look at the first 2 weeks as winnable games. However, Dante, when you start to go over the entire schedule and their record, like, it's, I can make an argument they could beat the Commanders. I can make an argument they could beat the Cowboys week two. Hard to make an argument they're going to beat the Chiefs, Chargers. All right, Saints, whatever. Eagles, tough to make an argument. I think at best the Giants are looking at an 8-win season. I think that would be for them an accomplishment. But I would probably bet the under 8, but I think at best they're an 8-win team.
No, I agree. Like, 8 wins is enough. I'm not even going to even go crazy. I might even go crazy if I say, like, let's say they get 9 wins in a wild card spot.
Yeah. Well, like,
that would be something exciting.
You love that. And thank you for the call, Dante. We appreciate you checking in. Get back to us during the football season about your Giants here. What's the number, Rami, the over-under for Giants? 5.5? Is their win total?
5.5 for the Giants, yes.
Giants and Jets, I think, is both the same,
They were
right?
both 5.5. I do see some places now have the Jets at 6.5.
Because I look at the schedules here. We'll do this with Costos. He's the expert at it. Look forward to having some fun with him. I did the same thing last year, and I got beat. I will bet both overs because I want to root for both these teams, and I want to have added interest, invested interest in it. I think you can make a case. Now, I know the Giants. Let's say the Giants win those first 2 weeks. I know people are like, oh, best case, you split. I think they can win those two games, and they might have to, by the way. All right, you want to say, let's say split. If they split, then lose that one. I'm trying to get how many wins we get. 1, 2.
Should have done this with Mike.
3. I know, exactly. That's a win. 4, 5. I mean, they could beat the Bears, Packers, 6, 7. Yeah, I don't think the Giants are getting more than 8. I would be stunned. Now, if you want to really be optimistic and hold out hope, you have to hope the offensive line is healthy, plays well. Then from there, they're able to run the football enough. It can't just be Russell Wilson dropping back 40 times. Like, that can't happen. I don't care how great Russell Wilson is, was, how great Malik Nabers is, can be. You can't throw the football that many times and expect to win, even with a great defense. But the recipe for the Giants is there because they have the veteran quarterback in place who can have some levels of success. They have the stud wide receiver, a young emerging tight end, and Theo Johnson. I don't know how well they're going to be able to run the football. My biggest issue with the Giants, my biggest concern would be offensive line, ability to run the football. Those are two. And then, is the defense actually going to live up to the hype? There's good reason to believe it could. Dexter Lawrence, Abdul Carter, Burns. Burns and Lawrence are proven commodities. Kayvon Thibodeau has been inconsistent, but still his upside, especially now being helped with Carter being in place. Carter's an unknown, but I expect him to be a beast. If those guys reach their full potential together, and there's reason to believe that they can, that defense can carry them through this difficult schedule. Could it get them to 9 wins? I mean, that would be something. It'd be fun. Hey, it's sports. Anything could happen. We didn't think that was going to be the case in 2022. Now, as it pertains to the Jets, you feel like, all right, well, the Jets' schedule is a little bit softer. But I still just don't trust the Jets to be... Like, I don't think the Jets have as good a defense as the Giants, even with the Jets' defense supposed to be good. Right? Remember, last year was supposed to be 85 Bears. All right, so what? Is that totally regressed? You would think if they're more buttoned up, if they're more disciplined, with a far, far better coaching staff than what they had under Robert Saleh or certainly Ulbrich, you would think they'd be competitive, but I'm not sure to what extent. I feel like the Giants have a greater chance to exceed expectations, whereas the Jets, I kind of feel like I know where they're going to be at, which is going to be roughly a 6-win team. I'm even taking a quick glance at their schedule. All right, you want to say Miami's no good? You know, Buffalo's going to be tough to beat. I mean, they got more winnable games, but still, Ravens, Bengals, I think those teams are better than they are. You know, Jaguars, who knows? Pats, maybe the Pats could be the difference maker in the Jets. What are we looking at the Patriots with Vrabel now? We know they're going to be much tougher, better coached team. You know, another year developing the quarterback here, year two, better weapons around them. Are the Patriots going to be good? Or are they going to be walkovers? Where are we looking at with the Pats? Maybe that could be a difference maker as far as the Jets schedule goes. I will bet both teams over just because, but I also would bet that both teams will go over their kind of lame 5.5 win total. Frank is in White Plains. What's up, Frank?
Hey, Sal. How you doing, Sal? Thank you very much for taking my call.
What's up, Frankie?
Listen, Sal, I'm a diehard Giants fan, but I don't hate Jets either. Only thing is because the Jets, I don't like the owners. You know, that's my problem. Well, but anyway.
It's a great point. It's a great point, but you kind of have to let that go because the owners aren't going anywhere, and he did hire a head coach that has people excited. Hesitation I have with the Jets is twofold. Number one, I don't believe the quarterback can make enough plays through the air. Number two, I am afraid to fall in the trap again. I believed in Aaron Rodgers.
I agree with you.
And I got burned. I'm afraid to fall in that Jets trap again. With them, I need to see it to believe it. Okay, go ahead.
I agree with you, and I wish him the best. You know, because I watch Jets. I am not this kind of people, you know, like hate one team and love others. Everybody should win it. I have no problem with that. But I tell you, if Wilson is going to play good, which his age, you know, he's older guy now I wish I'm his age. But anyway, what happened is that if he's going to play his games, he's going to be in top of his game. You know, Giants could win nine, maybe even 10. I'm overreacting, but they could win 9 games, I'm telling you.
I don't know, Frank. Thank you for the call. I hope that that's the case. 9 might be a bit of a stretch. And I usually, and I'm not going to let Mike's opinion get in the way of my philosophy. Because I'm thinking, I say this with BT, like, I don't care about the schedule. It looks one way now. And then I was thinking about it after Mike was like, their schedule is brutal, which obviously we all know that it is on paper. But he was making a real strong point about it. And then I went back and looked at it again last night. And I'm like, God. And he's right. It is brutal. Like, how do you find wins in there, even if you paint the best case scenario? But I can paint a best case scenario and find wins right out of the gate. I mean, I think if your path to 9 wins, if you're the Giants, has to start with 2-0. Has to start with 2-0. I mean, you want to tell me that some combination after the first 3 weeks. They got to be 2-1. Okay. But I would fully expect them to at best be 2-2. I think the Chargers are going to be great. I love Harbaugh. Felt that last year. I'm a big believer in coaches in the NFL. Harbaugh is a proven commodity. I wish the Jets or the Giants would have hired him years ago, if not last year, you know, prior to the Chargers doing it. So I'm a big believer. Like, I would pick the Chargers to go to the Super Bowl. We'll talk with Costos about that a little bit later on. That's how good I think they're going to be. So Chiefs, Chargers, even though they're both home games, hard for me to see a way the Giants could win those games. Hey, anything could happen. But at worst, you want to be 2-2 going to the Saints game. Saints should be a layup win. Then you're looking at the Eagles. That should be, you know, a loss. 3-3, would you take that? I'd take that. Problem is, from there, let's say you're 3-3. Let's even say you're 4-2 somehow, by some miracle. 4-2 going into the Broncos game week 7, which is, I mean, God, it's time for that. October 19th, week 7, the Giants 4-2, relevant football? I think that's a tough ask to beat the Broncos on the road. Then you wash it down with the Eagles on the road, and then you got the Niners. I mean, let's say you win one of those games. Now you're 4-2, so it'd be 5-4 at Chicago, Packers home, at Lions. I don't know, man, it's tough. Even the end of the schedule for the Giants. I think the Giants, much like I'm saying with the Jets, can depend on the Patriots and how we look at them. Bills great, Dolphins not so much. What are the Patriots? For the Giants, there are kind of two flex where it could be Commanders if they are close to what they were a year ago or improved. That's going to be tough. And what are the Cowboys? Those two teams. See, I don't look at the Commanders as good as they were a year ago. And by the way, the Giants could have beat them last year. It should have beat them, as a matter of fact. And I'm usually high on the Cowboys. Like the whole Parsons thing, Jerry Jones, the head coach. I could see the wheels falling off with the Cowboys this year. That's where my gut's going right now, is that the Giants have a chance to be the second best team in their division if things break right. If you believe Dallas is going to be really good, then the Giants are screwed. If you believe Washington's going to be really good, because we all know Philadelphia is going to be really good. Brad is in Mineola. What's up, Brad?
So it's funny you brought up Harbaugh. I'm a huge Michigan fan, been a Michigan fan since I was 5 years old, and yeah, we're not beating the Chargers. They're a well-run team with a great coach. But the point that I wanted to bring up is that if the Giants can't score, if the Giants are going to score 16, 17 points a game, which, by the way, I think the Giants were 1-7 in one possession games last year, which is horrendous, but they were in one possession games. If they could score, if they can get 20, 21, 22 points per game, then our defensive line is going to be able to do work. If they can score, then we're in situations where we are going to, where the teams are going to be running the ball, running the clock out, and our defensive line is not going to be working in the end of the third, the whole fourth quarter. So I think it's all about the offense working. And let me ask you a question before you say what you're going to say. Did Russell Wilson have a better offense last year on paper with the Steelers, or a better offense this year with the Giants?
I think that's a great question. I would probably say the Giants this year, but we need to see it. I mean, I don't like the, and it's a great question, Brad, and thank you for the call. Now, a quarterback's a big part of that offense, but if Russell Wilson, the quarterback, is the same from what he was with Pittsburgh and now the Giants this year, I feel like Neighbors takes the Giants to another level. I also like Theo Johnson, and I just like the foundation that the Giants have built. I thought the Steelers would be better. And I think the Steelers are going to be better than they were last year with Aaron Rodgers this year. But we still have not seen a great offense from Brian Daboll, who's supposed to be the offensive mind. We haven't, forget about even seeing a great offense. We haven't seen a good offense. And sometimes a good offense, like, I know you're going to judge it by the total points. To me, especially with the defense like the Giants, with the potential of the Giants, to me, a good offense would mean moving the bleeping football. Move the chains. Drive it. Control the clock. Keep your defense fresh. Field position. That stuff still helps you win games. I didn't like the Steelers offense at all last year. I thought they'd be better. They were disappointing. And I love Mike Tomlin. So I would say probably slightly I'd give the edge to the Giants, but we have to see it.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. BT on vacation. We're talking football on this Football Friday ahead of week one preseason tomorrow. Giants in Buffalo, 1 o'clock. Jets at Green Bay, 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Looking forward to those games. I'm mad at myself. It has nothing to do with football. We'll get back to the football in a second. I'm mad at myself. I screwed up. I drove in today, which I usually don't do. I'll drive to the PAT station and then take that in. Just it's easier. It's cheaper. Don't have to worry about the car, especially when I go down to SNY. But Surfside dropped off a little delivery. We mentioned that the other day. So I got to load up the car here for the weekend. So I'm thinking, all right, let me just drive in. I'm not going to lug the cases back on the train. I just can't do that physically. So I bring the car in. All right, pain in the neck. I'm driving around for 30 freaking minutes looking for a spot, even for a metered spot. Finally, I find one. And then you have to park in between trucks, worry about your car getting hit, whatever it may be. But I finally find a metered spot. I sit there, and then I leave. It's not legal until, I think, 10. And then I could pay, right, the two-hour meter parking, whatever it may be. So I walk out like 9:45. Obviously, I got to be here a little bit earlier. And I write down the parking meter number, and I'm just going to pay the parking once I get here, whatever, at 10 o'clock. And next thing you know, I'm talking to Rami, talking to Dove, getting set for the show, talking to CeeLo, hanging out, doing the show with you. 10:45, and I'm like, oh, crap, I forgot to pay the meter. Damn it. And now I'm in a tough spot because I can't go out and check on it because, you know, I'm doing the radio show. The max break that we get is 5 minutes. Take me 10 minutes to walk to the car and back, 15 minutes. So I had to just suck it up and pay the meter from the phone like I normally do. And hope that I didn't get nabbed already. Rami, you think I made it? Or we think there's a ticket on my window? 45 minutes sitting there.
Plus the 15 minutes yes. that you came in yes. that it wasn't legal yes. yet.
Usually I'm good with that. I rolled the dice with the 15 minutes last week and I was okay. Fully expecting, like, watch, I'll get screwed with the 15 minutes. What do you think here? You think I'm screwed? Because you're right, it's an hour. Basically an hour sitting there with no parking on it.
I don't drive in often, so I am not the best gauge, but I would say an hour might be pushing it, yeah.
Dove, what do you think?
I will say this.
Friday.
I have not seen as many of those ticket givers
yeah.
in the last few months as they used to have around here, so you may have a chance.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Tell me there's a chance.
I know on the side streets, because sometimes when I do the morning show, you have to be out by 11. That's when, what street cleaning is.
Yeah.
You usually have till about 11:15. So you're right. That is, that 15-minute window is there.
So the frustrating thing is, all right, if I get the ticket and I earned it, I forgot, I didn't pay. I mean, it's a slip of the mind. It's not that I'm trying to avoid paying it. Slip of the mind. But if I got it, fine. What would bother me is me now paying
the
meter.
That's the problem. Correct.
Yeah. We have an intern around here. Can you maybe go see if an intern can go check on that? Where's Hoff when you need him? All right. Hoff is with the Giants heading to Buffalo. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Mike is calling from Bergen County. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, Sal? First time caller. Appreciate you.
What's up, Mike? We appreciate calling.
Thanks. I think my biggest worry about the Giants this year, big Giants fan, is really forcing teams into those passing situations where you can see Burns, Thibodeau, and Carter really like balling out. I think Dex being there, always double teamed, and then not enough depth up front in the trenches besides those outside guys, I think it's going to maybe take away from their impact. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, look, the Giants have to, and thank you for the call, Mike. The Giants have to be able to get to the quarterback. So if they can't stop the run, then they're going to be in trouble. But why would you think that they're not going to be able to stop the run? Forget Kayvon Thibodeau. You're adding now. Yeah, I mean, I know what you're saying. You don't, you know, Burns, a pass rusher, Kayvon, a pass rusher, Abdul Carter. I would hope that the Giants have some linebackers there, including those guys, that can benefit the defense in the run game. Because if, you know, what good's a great pass rush if you're getting run all over? That's not going to do any good. I love Okereke. You know, McFadden's pretty good. People seem to be excited about him. I think he's okay. I do love Bobby Okereke. So it's not like they don't have anybody else in there that can stop the run. Look, it's going to take everything. Obviously, up front, Dexter Lawrence is as good as there is in the league. The idea would be that if a team doubles Dexter Lawrence now with the addition of Abdul Carter, they're going to be in trouble. Whereas they could get away with that a year ago. Look, the Giants' defense, truth be told, it should have been better than it was last year. Because they still had, once they brought in Brian Burns, we're thinking the same thing last year as we're saying this year. Once they got Burns. Ooh, Burns, elite pass rusher, great move, love it. Get to the quarterback. Burns and Kayvon and Dexter Lawrence, ooh. Now you need Abdul Carter on top of that. That's why I'm hesitant to go all in. But I do love Carter. I think Carter's going to be better than what Burns and Thibodeau were a year ago. And he should make everybody else's jobs easier. Meaning Burns and Kayvon. But yeah, they got to be good against the run. I mean, if you can't stop the run, you're screwed. We talk about this with baseball. Like, oh yeah, the bats got to get going. Yeah, the bats got to get going, but the pitching needs to do their job as well. Starters, bullpen. Oh, it's the top of the order. Yeah, well, the bottom of the order's got to contribute as well. Same thing with the NFL. Well, yeah, it's great that you have a great defense that can get to the quarterback, but if you don't stop the run, what good is it? Now, what it should help is maybe some deficiencies in the secondary, because guys shouldn't have enough time to throw the ball down the field to beat you. So it should help cover up some of maybe the weaknesses that the Giants would have in their secondary. But even if they do that, and they stop the run, then it's okay, well, can they run the football? Can they move the football and score some points? Takes a team.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.